miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. I'm here with Bridget, and we're going to talk about, and we're going to talk with Dr. Brian Allard, who is the CEO of a very interesting company. It's called MD Plus, and it's really in both telemedicine and concierge medicine. We'll find out from him what he thinks the future of healthcare will be. How much will we be using telemedicine, or will we come back to insisting on most of our illness care being given in person? Is this just for in between or rehabilitation? We'll also talk to Gary Ginsberg about the skin lotion that kills coral reefs. What does this mean for you in the what's toxic, what's not segments? And of course, one of my favorite stories for today is about the for-profit hospital systems and what the whistleblower suits mean there. And I'm going to take that one myself. And then we'll talk to Bridget about the fancy food show and the trends at the fancy food show. I can't resist the HMA, which is what the whistleblower choices tell us about how you should select your doctor. And let me go back to this. If you will, 8 unrelated and unlinked whistleblowers just told you how to choose your emergency room and hospital. Yes, that's true. With the 50th anniversary of the Surgeon General's report, and you might have thought that I was going to talk about what the USA did with cigarettes and how you can stay healthy. But I'm really, the story appeared yesterday in the New York Times left front top column on page 1, and I must admit I still love the print version, but this was also on its online spot as well, and it really highlighted a column about the Justice Department investigating and joining 8 whistleblower suits about several of the for-profit hospital chains like HMA, HCA, Community Health Systems. I have to really do a disclosure there. The not-for-profit system I work with, the Cleveland Clinic, as I understand, has a quality advisory relationship with Community Health System. And the Justice Department will be considered joining more than just the 8 whistleblower suits. For-profits are thought to earn their profit by being more efficient. What the enlightening 8, as I call these whistleblowers, have clearly told us is the for-profits may make a lot of their profit, maybe all of it, by stealing from your insurance carrier. But even worse, what the enlightened 8 have shown is that emergency rooms, and that is emergency rooms themselves, are or refer largely to for-profit hospitals, might be more dangerous to your health than smoking. And you know how I feel about smoking.
Yeah.
Well, you say, what is this? So what is this? Why isn't this just healthcare fraud? Or some fraud, you say, we've got to get rid of that, but let the feds do it. Hope they succeed. Why should you talk about it? Well, by paragraph 2 of this article, I had to force myself to read it. It was that almost boring and dry and accountant-like. But you'd say, let me hear about something that really concerns me. But what these enlightening 8 have done is exactly that. They are saying, this does concern you, and concerns how you choose your physician and what hospital system you want your doc associated with. Not another boring story, but this one, because what it shows you is that being admitted to a hospital like HMA's emergency room docs apparently did and do, at least according to the whistleblowers, you might have a significantly greater chance of dying from that care That is, you don't need to be admitted, but these ERs did. Why? Because they got surveyed. Each physician gets surveyed on what percent of patients they take care of gets admitted to the hospital. And so when you're not admitted by a certain doc as much, then they got rid of those docs. And when you enter a hospital, you hope you get well, not take on additional risks. But we have bad bacteria and viruses and even some less than perfect care. So the benefit of hospitalization, you getting better, should always be weighed by your doc against the risk that hospital-caused error, drug mix-up, acquiring a bad bug infection in the hospital, or just decay in your health due to the relative immobility that a hospital causes. These are serious and even life-threatening risks. But the whistleblowers charge that the benefit calculation in the emergency room is overridden at almost all HMA and many other for-profit hospitals by a computer program their hospital administrators use that push the for-profit ER docs to admit 20 to 25% more people than need to be. 20 to 25%. This is really serious.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
They have empty beds, and they usually get paid by insurance companies or Medicare or Medicaid if those greedy for hospital administrators get you into a bed, and you didn't need to be there. And obviously, if you don't need to be there, you generally don't cost very much to care for. So the for-profit hospitals look really efficient. How widespread is the practice? Well, if you listen to the enlightening 8 whistleblowers, it seems almost universal. These are 8 whistleblowers from different states. So they weren't colluding together. They didn't even know each other and don't know each other, as far as I know. And the Department of Justice said at least 8 of these suits are serious. That's why they've joined them. There are many more suits published from different states even. If you ask your doc, so how do you find if your doc does this, and you can only protect yourself if both your primary care and specialty care docs and the docs you see in the ER are aligned with a not-for-profit hospital. To do that, just ask the doc's office administrator what hospitals the doc admits to or uses for emergency room services. Then look that hospital up on its website. If they're for-profit, then you might want to say to your doc if she or he can admit you to a not-for-profit and tell why you care. Your life matters, right? That's why you care. Since you get to choose your doc, only choose those that admit principally to a not-for-profit institution would be the conclusion from this lead story in the New York Times on this past Friday. You
Does
have
the story
to ask.
Say, what?
Say it again, Bridge.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt your momentum, but I was wondering, did it say whether a specific age group was targeted most? Because I would see this being probably more common in elderly patients that doctors...
No, they target everybody. They put a percent that these people should be admitted, and if you're not sick, but you fall into that group that hasn't been admitted enough, you'll get admitted. I can tell you stories about the other system. We'll talk about the capitated system in a moment, but this is why that it may be that you want to be admitted to a not-for-profit hospital primarily. What does this say about healthcare reform? Well, it almost is like our democracy. Our current system of medical care is the worst, except for every other system. So we'll talk more about, if you will, a better system maybe next week. But for now, we're going to have a great interview with Dr. Brian Allard. He will speak about a concierge telemedicine service that gets you the best care, or does it, in every state. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.